Is it a bird? Is it a plane? Nah, it's high-speed tech news on Chai FM.
Stephen Ambrose, a very good morning. How are you?
Good on yourself.
Yes, excellent. Thank you. We're going to be chatting this morning about music streaming because, you know, there's Apple, there's Spotify, Google Music, so many. Are there specials available because of the Black Friday? I mean, are they – how does this work?
I just knew Black Friday would come up. Back to that. No, it's madness. It's crazy out there. I mean, everybody who's got an email address is being bombarded with all these latest mad – Black Friday specials. Just one word on that. Guys, if you weren't planning to buy something and you land up buying it on Black Friday, you're not saving money, you're spending money. So think about that before you go nuts. And no, there's actually nothing particularly special coming up for Black Friday on streaming music services. Though Spotify do have something that could be convincing for people who are keen to try their premium service. As you may or may not know, Spotify and a couple of the others have free tiers. In other words, you can listen to music absolutely free without paying them anything. There are restrictions. You can't skip songs. You can't skip adverts. There's some annoying adverts every couple of minutes. But basically, you can listen to the entire catalog for free. But they've offered a R5.99 for 3 months premium trial, which is pretty good value. So that's R5.99 once off, and you get 3 months premium. And the big difference between premium and the free tier is, one, you get better quality. So if you listen on a home system or over a decent pair of headphones, you can actually hear the difference in quality of the streaming. Two, you don't get all those annoying adverts. And three, you can skip as many tracks as you want, so you're not forced to listen to playlists in a sequential manner. Right. So that's well worth it. But here's something that's really interesting. Streaming, you know, the holidays are coming. People are going to have a little bit of time off, listen to music. That's what I like to do. And to go and buy a CD or to go buy music today makes absolutely no sense. I mean, the average, if you can find a CD to buy, it's going to cost you 150 Rand. If you try to buy on iTunes, it's going to cost you a lot of money per song. So a streaming service, which all of them in South Africa are actually some of the cheapest in the world. It's around about 59 Rand 99 to 60 Rand, big deal. All of them. Yeah. That's Apple Music, Spotify, Jukes, all of them are free, are around about that 60 Rand place. And this compared to the US, where you're paying about 120 Rand for exactly the same service.
Wow.
And a couple of them, like Spotify, like Apple Music, have a family package. So you can spend about 89 Rand and get 5 users to use it individually. So you can give it to yourself, your wife, a couple of kids, and each one can have their own curated playlist. They can listen to their own style of music without affecting yours, and all for around about 89 Rand a month. So it's actually the time for streaming. If you listen to music or you don't listen to music when you want, this is the time to get into a streaming service. But the last thing I wanted to tell people is that you may actually be able to get some music free. I don't know if it's widely known, but there's a service in South Africa called Jukes. Now, J-O-O-K-S. Now, it's owned by the people that own DSTV, and it comes out of China in some ways, but the catalog is totally South African and global. And it's free if you have a DSTV premium subscription. So if you have a DSTV premium subscription, up to 4 people can now sign up for Jukes. You just go to the DSTV website. Mm-hmm. You sign up for the Jukes service, and it's totally free as part of your subscription, which is really quite a good deal. It saves you between 60 and 89 Rand a month. And there's another one that's free if you are using streaming services like Amazon Music. If you're using Amazon Prime or Amazon If you sign up for Amazon Prime to get Amazon streaming for video, you also get Amazon Music for free, which costs you nothing. You just sign up. And they don't seem to have a limit on number of users. So the only thing is they don't have profiles. So if you listen to a particular music, everybody listens to that music. So I don't think there's been a better time to stream music.
Well, in fact, one of our listeners saying, hi, please can you ask Stephen, I use a lot of streaming music, specifically Apple Music, but it hardly uses my data. Why is that?
Well, it depends. It depends what network you're on. All these streaming services have a number of quality tiers. If you leave it on automatic and you're on mobile, it'll tend to go down to the lowest quality tier that the music sounds decent. And at that tier, it uses between 20 to 100 megabytes per hour of data, which is not significant, but it can add up if you listen quite a couple of hours a day. But if you're on, for example, Amazon, and I think a couple of the others, Apple Music, if you're on Telkom and you've got their Lit bundle, which a lot of people just get automatically, you do not pay for data at all. So that may be the case why the listener is not noticing any hit on his data. They do limit it to the lower quality tiers. The minute you set your app to a high quality streaming, you will end up paying for data. But if you stay within the sort of automatic streaming data quality settings on Telkom Lit, you do not pay for data at all, which is quite a big benefit.
Amazing. All right, and Stephen Ambrose, that's where we leave you. You'll be back on Thursday morning time again.
Absolutely, 11 to 12, where we talk about all the latest gizmos, gadgets, tech trends. We can even explore some of these music services in greater detail. I have a favorite. It's called Tidal, but that is definitely an uncompressed 1 gig an hour streaming service. So it's only for those that have big data packages or really love music. So there's lots and lots of choices and options.
Great. Time is 8:37. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem.